Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Chris Padgett right now, author, speaker, musician. He's writing a book on speaking in tongues, which I have never heard of someone doing before, but should be good. Anyway, like, subscribe, comment, get as many of these phone calls out to friends and family as possible. Thanks for listening.
Press 1 to sponsor a call. Thank you for your support. Please leave your message after the beep.
Hey, John, Deacon Mark, Executive Director at Iowa Catholic Radio. Love the partnership with you and your podcast. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of it. As Iowa Catholic Radio continues to do the work of evangelization and connecting people to Jesus Christ and his church, I can think of no one better to partner with. And so if you have any questions or if anybody wants to learn more about how they can get involved with Iowa Catholic Radio, which is a listener-supported radio network that serves not just Iowans and not just Catholics, but those beyond the borders of Iowa and those who are maybe not yet Catholic or have fallen away from the faith, they can find us at iowacatholicradio.com. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
If you would like to sponsor one of our calls, email us at thejohnleonettishow@gmail.com. And now, for your listening pleasure, The John Leonetti Show, calling all Catholics. Enjoy.
Christopher Padgett.
What's up? What's up?
A bookstore?
I know. I did it. A used bookstore. This has been a lifelong dream, and I thought it has.
I feel like we've talked about this years ago.
Yeah, I'm out of control. But my wife said, basically, I don't want to deal with these books when you die, so you got to figure something out. And I thought, well, I really wasn't planning on dying, but I do get what you're saying. So,
did you take all the
bookstore?
You took all your books, you put them in there, and what is it? Are they just all for sale now?
No, yeah, but yes and no.
So wins in the end. She tricked you. She tricked you into building a business to sell all your books.
You would never know I opened a bookstore if you came to my house. That's what's hilarious here. So, we moved a whole ton over, but then I ended up getting a ton. And I need to open another store. That's the truth. I have so many books. People don't understand when I say I have a lot of books, they're like, oh, I have a lot of books, and then it's like a fetus. That's how small their collection is.
Is this in Syracuse?
It's diagnosable. That's what I'm saying.
Is it in Syracuse?
It's Camden, New York. So it's about 40 minutes north of the city, half an hour.
So what do? You just go there and read now and sell books, and that's your life. You would think,
but there's a lot of work. I have to make coffee and drink it, and I have to pick what music I'm going to listen to. It's super tough. And then I have to take the dog out to go for a walk. But otherwise, it's not too bad.
Give me an update on your life. Like, it's been so long, man. So here's what's really funny. Catholic Youth Camp. You were out there when I was on staff. This is like 20 years ago, and I was the speaker this year for Senior Week, which I remember. I thought of you like a million times. I was like, gosh darn it, this is the guy. This is the guy that I remember from the beginning. And you just had such an impact on kids' life, man. It was awesome.
Well, I loved that time. That was gorgeous. And obviously, meeting you and being so involved in the young people's lives, it's my, one of my great passions is doing ministry with teens. And so I'm still doing it. I'm an old guy, but I still go out, and my full-time gig is sharing the faith. I have people that watch the store when I travel, and that's a huge thing. The big new thing, though, for us was my wife really encouraged. She's been trying to encourage me to do this for a long time now, but she said, you have such a skill set and talents. You got to do this. I want you to start seeing if you can get into the corporate world just to bless them. And I thought, okay, well, I've never done that, but that's an option. So I've been putting together some stuff to do MC work and conventional speaking in the secular world while I'm doing full-time the ministry world. So, as far as my wife and I are concerned, we probably should start bilocating soon, or trilocating, because we're putting a lot on the plate.
Well, come to Des Moines, will you? If that happens, that'd be nice. It'd be nice to talk to you, not over the phone, like we're so used to.
I miss you. Well, I did do something at Dowling Catholic. I think it was last year or the year before, and that was awesome to be out there. And then I've talked to a couple other people in your neck of the woods. So hopefully I can get out and do some ministry there and then spend some face-to-face time with you, because I'm a big fan of Mr. Leonetti.
Well, that makes two of us. Question for you here. What are you working on? Like, what when it comes to like your stuff right now? I mean, you are so good with Our Lady, right? I want to talk about that in a second. But I mean, what else are you? What's your message these days?
Well, it's always, I'm an evangelist, so I always am emphasizing the relationship with Christ. And in fact, I'm so convinced that that's the secret to success that I think that a lot of our issues and problems right now would be resolved by a deep dive into that relationship with Christ. I mean, it would help, let's just say that, to change the whole direction of people's lives. So I'm so passionate about that that I always filter everything through that. But in terms of, for me, I have two books I've been working on for probably a decade, which is inexcusable. But one is called Keep Your Head Down and Your Faith Up. And it's just about that idea of keeping, you know, kind of your nose to the grindstone. When you're doing that, you don't have to worry about comparing yourself to others. And if it seems like circumstantially things are tough, you don't have to worry, because you're about the business that God's called you to. And the other is a book on the spiritual gifts, and specifically even the gift of tongues. But in terms of some kind of a lot of the focus I'm doing now, there's a lot of comedy writing I'm doing, because I'm doing more and more comedy events for parishes and for like ministries that are doing fundraisers, and I come in and I do that. But then also there's a lot of stuff I'm trying to filter through with the corporate world, and how do I take certain principles that are important and put that there to help businesses and individuals to, you know, kind of thrive. So at the end of the day, I hate being bored and I hate wasting time. So I want to always be trying to, you know, use the gifts and talents that God's given me. And along the way, I meet some pretty incredible and special people that really encourage me and help me to become a better person.
So you're writing a book on speaking in tongues?
What I'm writing, yeah, the joke would be nobody can understand it. So anyway, but but the truth is that it's probably more along the lines of the gifts of the Spirit. So you unpack the baptismal gifts that we already have, and then the gifts of the Spirit for the edification of the body. And then I do want to make an address to this idea of a prayer language, and specifically speaking in tongues, because there's one that's for the ministerial portion, and then there's one, it seems, that is emphasized for personal growth. And I want to just play with that a little bit. And I find it to be a fascinating topic, because, you know, outside of certain charismatic conferences and youth places, groups and diocese, it's not that well understood. I mean, I do, and I've done for decades now, Steubenville conferences, and usually on Sunday we have that empowerment time where people start doing a deep dive into opening themselves to the Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, they get the Father, they know that from Scripture, and they get Jesus because they see that in the Gospels, but the idea of the Holy Spirit is often very ambiguous, and it seems, you know, like kind of slipping through the fingers. But I've been really trying to find ways to share the importance of the Spirit. I mean, we have confirmation programs all over the country, and this is about that invitation to be just empowered and receptive to the love of God with the Holy Spirit more prevalent in our life. And so I want people to know the Holy Spirit.
So
yeah, I mean, I'm not easily distracted, but I definitely get excited about the faith.
So when I asked you that question and I said that you're writing a book about someone or about speaking in tongues, there was immediately a guy, I'm in a park, that just with his dog walked right in front of me as I asked that question, and he just kind of side-eyed me and then looked back down very quickly and kept walking. Can you imagine the conversation he thinks we're having?
I know. But I do think that that's probably the response for a lot of Catholics.
That's even, exactly what happened. I was like, how did that happen at that exact moment? It was almost perfect. How do we pray for you? How do we pray for Chris Padgett?
Well, this is going to sound odd, but I mean, just that the gigs come in that I'm supposed to do, that I would be able to be a blessing to my family and to others, and that that I would get out of the way. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm both the best and the worst part of myself. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
I don't know.
there's
I
no
can kind of relate.
escaping the meanness of me. I mean, there's no escaping the reality that is Chris Padgett. Yeah,
Well,
I mean,
one of the things
it's.
about you, man, that I've just always admired from the beginning, just getting to know you and just being a friend, is you're just real. Like anyone who sees Chris now, hanging out, getting a beer, getting a coffee, having lunch, or talking on the phone like this, you're just who you are, man.
Yeah, well, that means a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's my hope. I mean, whether it's 20,000 people or one person,
Yeah.
I want to be the same. But
Keep it up, all right? And
yeah, keep praying for
keep it
me, and I'm
tough.
cheering you on.
We'll talk
Gosh,
again on
your
the phone.
voice is just so powerful.
So
I'm
soothing, isn't
telling
it?
you,
Isn't it soothing?
it is. You should be
Yes.
in radio.
I should
All
do
right.
something like that. God bless you, man. We'll talk
Love
soon,
you.
all right?
Thanks,
Love you
man.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.